KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The South African Police Service says over 23,600 cases of stock theft have been reported in the 2024-25 financial year nationally. It's over 3,000 fewer compared to the previous year. Briefing Parliament's portfolio committees on police and agriculture today, Head for Proactive Policing, Susan Pienaar, says more than 4,800 cases are currently in court, while around the same number of matters are still under investigation.
Of which 18% were unfounded, 41% are still under investigation, and 41% of cases has gone to court. 79 cases, convictions. The convictions for stock theft cases for the current financial year, there were 125 or 16% of cases found not guilty and 84% conviction rate.
Pienaar adds that farm livestock owners often struggle with marking and taking care of their livestock.
Then we have specific challenges with communities not marking and not taking care of their livestock. So there is an ongoing process also jointly done with agriculture to engage communities, to raise community awareness, to actually go and show them how to deal with the marking and the taking care of of livestock.
The health minister says the number of deaths linked to tuberculosis far outweighs that of those who die from a multitude of well-known diseases combined.
Take Ebola, take malaria, take yellow fever, take bubonic plague that nearly wiped one-third of Europe, take smallpox, take HIV and AIDS, take COVID-19, take influenza, take mpox, add them together. TB has killed more people than all of them, but still nobody is scared of it.
Aaron Motsoaledi has been speaking at a briefing ahead of World TB Day next week. South Africa is one of the several countries hardest hit by TB. The disease claims around 56,000 lives annually. Motsoaledi says there needs to be a collaborative effort in spreading the word that the disease is curable.
TB is not the drama queen. It doesn't boast about its presence. It just kills and kills and kills, and do so effectively, but silently. The other diseases make a lot of noise. That's why we notice them. TB is not, doesn't make that noise. And that's the problem that we are faced with. We are faced with a very difficult job here. Will the people in the journalist world be able to help us about what we want to achieve?
And abroad, six people have died and 40 are missing after a migrant boat sank in the Mediterranean. It got into trouble a few hours later and started deflating and taking in water. Italy's Coast Guard and police have pulled 10 people to safety. They are now searching for the missing 40 migrants off the island Lampedusa. Authorities have been told the police or the people on board were from the Ivory Coast, Mali, Guinea and Cameroon. Your top story this hour, the South African Police Service says over 23,600 cases of stock theft have been reported for the 2024-25 financial year nationally. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunokuhle Malinga.